Alleluia. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in his Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all his godly ones. Alleluia. The words of Psalm 149, taking quite the unexpected turn, no? Moving from songs upon your bed and dancing with tambourines to grabbing a sword and executing the vindication of God against the dark age. How often is it that somebody wants to get things their way? So they need a little Bible verse to make it work. So they go and they pluck it out of its context and they take it and they claim that it supports them. And so somebody wants their particular style of something in the church and say, look, here's a tambourine. Look, here's a lyre. We should be able to dance. But is that what this is about? Is it about inserting new music into the church? Or is it about the new song of the gospel, which frees us to believe that God's vindication, his justice poured out in wrath against this age, against you and me, is rightly deserved and can be readily embraced? Because we know that from that justice we have been saved by who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. This is the new song that we sing. We have a double-edged sword in our hands. It is the law and the gospel of God, and it is here to execute justice, vengeance, to call down this world for the evil that it is, dark and wicked times, to bind our hope in our kings and in our countries and in our own lives and bank accounts and hopes and dreams, to bind it with chains, to tie us down by words about our sin, in our sin, so that it can be unleashed by the blood of Jesus. It is an awkward psalm. There is no mistaking it. Like all the Holy Scriptures taken rightly, it does not let you do whatever you want. But if you wait, if you're still and listen, you might find out that it gives you the very promise that you need. A promise worth praising, a sword worth holding, the name, the words, the work of Jesus for you, piercing your heart to bring you to his time. On Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.